的节这么说。
In the book of Ecclesiastes 7:4 says,
遇亨通的日子当喜乐。
We should enjoy, have joy. The heart of the wise is the house of the mourning, but the heart of fool is in the house of the mirth.
遇患难的日子当思想。
And we need to think about when in our days of suffering.
因为神使这两样并列。
Because God put those two side by side together.
叫人查不出身后有什么样的事。
So that we do not understand what's going to happen afterwards.
告诉我们人生就是这么动荡。
And this tells us that our life are meant to be this stormy.
我们每一个人在日常生活当中都有很多的大灾问。
And we often have big disasters happening in our lives.
这是很多的为什么出来的。
And oftentimes we wonder why.
所以我们今天要透过圣经的人物来思考人生的问题。
So today we'd like to think about the questions of our life through the characters in the Bible.
为人正直为何受苦？
And why do the upright suffer in our lives?
不是说善有善报，恶有恶报吗？
Haven't we heard about the idiom says that there will be good, there will be karma for the bad things, and there be bad good luck for the good people.
这个就是我们在生活当中会面临的一些现象会跑出来。
And then sometimes this issue will come up in our life.
我们用圣经里面的人物约伯这个人来作为思考人生。
So today we'd like to use the character in the Bible whose name is Job to think about our lives.
我们请看约伯记第一章第一节。
Let's all turn to the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 1.
第一节，乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事，这叫做模范信徒。
Here it mentioned a person who is a model disciple for us.
这么好的一个人。
Such a good and wonderful person.
所以神也特别赐福给他。
And God blessed him abundantly.
他有七个儿子，三个女儿。
He has three sons and seven sons and three daughters.
他在那个地方，当地他是个望族。
And his family was very prosperous during that in that region.
他的家庭和乐美满。
He had a wonderful, happy family.
他重视孩子的信仰。
And he was paying attention to his children's faith.
但是后来在一夜之间，他的孩子都死了。
Yet later, all of a sudden, all his children died.
一夜之间，他的财产就没有了。
And all of a sudden, all his wealth went away, vanished.
只因为神跟撒旦对话。
It's all because of the conversation between God and Satan.
神问撒旦说：“你从哪里来？”
God asks Satan, "Where do you come from?"
他说：“我从地上走来走去，往返而来。”
Satan says that he going from to and fro on the earth and from walking back and forth on it.
神说：“你既然从地上来，那你有看到地面上有一个人叫做约伯吗？”
And God asks him, "Have you considered my servant Job that there is no one like him on the earth?"
那个人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
And this is the person who is blameless and upright, and he fears God and shuns evil.
就是我们所谓的他是个义人。
And this is what we call a righteous person.
撒旦说：“那算不得什么。”
So Satan says, "Oh, that's nothing."
今天他敬畏你是有原因的。
There's the reason. There's a reason why Job fears you.
因为你像用篱笆维护围着他保护他，他当然敬畏你啊。
Because you have put a hedge around him, of course he will fear you.
撒旦就是这个样子哦。
And this is how Satan behaves.
人家敬畏神，他说是因为有条件才会敬畏你啊。
When he see a person who fears the Lord, he says there must be some motive why he is doing this.
如果你不要保护他，他会敬畏你吗？
You think he will fear you if you do not protect him like like it is now.
所以神说没有关系啊，那你就去试试看好了。
And God said, "It's okay. You can test him."
啊，不要伸手啊，加害他就好了。
As long as you do not harm him.
所以约伯才会在一夜之间，孩子不见了，孩子死光了，财产不见了。
And that's the reason why Job lost all his children and all his wealth overnight.
所以一章二十一节就这么说了。
That's why it says in chapter 1 verse 21.
当约伯一无所有的时候
，When Job now has nothing,
他没有大灾问呢，他没有说为什么。
He did not ask why.
他从望族变成一无所有。
He came from a very prosperous family. Now he has nothing.
他比乞丐还不如啊。
And he's even worse than a beggar.
但是他说。赏赐的是耶和华，赏赐的是神，收取的也是神。
Yeah, he says, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken it away.
主的名是应当称颂。
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
这就是他的信仰观念。
And this is Job's faith.
我的所有是神给我的。
All I have is given to me by God.
神有权利收取他给我的一切。
And God has the right to take away everything that he has given me.
这叫做信仰观念。
This is a True faith.
说他没有大灾问。
And he did not ask why.
他没有脑筋浮现很多的问号。
He did not have so many question marks floating around in his brain.
因为这是神在处理呀。
Because God is taking care of things.
我没有意见啊。
I do not have any objections.
神给我，我感谢他；神收取，我也感谢他。
When the Lord gives, I thank him, and when he takes away, I thank him again.
诶，这世上怎么会有这种人？
How can there be a person like this in this world?
就像神说了，他是敬畏神的人啊。
It is because, as God said, that he is someone who feared the Lord.
所以后来神要问撒旦。
So therefore, later, God asked Satan,
你这样的对付他，他还是敬畏我啊。
You see, all you're doing this to him, he still fears me.
撒旦又很贼，又说了一句话。
And Satan, very being Satan, he said one more thing.
留得青山在，不怕没柴烧啊。
That's because he thinks he has his life left. He can do whatever later he wants.
他所拥有的不见了，可是他有一个健康的身体啊。
Because he still have a very healthy body.
他可以再去努力就好了。
He can work hard again to gain all his wealth back.
啊。神说那没有关系，你再去面对他，处理他没有关系啊。
And God told Satan, "It's okay if you can harm him a little bit. It's okay."
哦，他有健康的身体嘛。
Now he has healthy life.
那你就去处理他好了。
Then you can take care of him.
但是只要存留他的性命。
But you have to keep his life.
所以后来约伯就全身长疮了。
So later.Job came down with sore all over his body.
说约伯记二章第八节就啊，约伯记二章第八节就这么描述啊。
And in chapter 2 verse 8 describe his situation at that time.
约伯坐在炉灰中，拿瓦片刮身体。
And Job was he took it for himself a pot shirt and with which he scraped himself when sitting in the middle.
全身长疮。
He has sore all over his body.
身体很痒。
And it's very itchy.
啊，去抠它会很痛。
It's very painful if you scratch it.
所以只好用瓦片刮身体。
And you have to, that's why he used this pot shirt to scratch himself.
想象一下那一种日子是怎么过的。
Can you imagine how he managed to live like that?
无法过怎么过。
There's no way to have a good life anymore.
所以连他的老婆都看不下去的。
To the point that his wife couldn't take this anymore.
就跟他讲说，你还持守你的纯正吗？你去掉你的神，去死好了。
His wife told him, "Do you still hold on fast to your integrity? Curse God and die."
他老婆可以跟他过着哈安逸舒适的生活。
His wife could live the wonderful life with him together.
但是他老婆不能跟他过那种。痛苦的日子啊
！Yeah, she could not handle the miserable days with him.
还戳到他心中的痛啊
！And she point to the most painful points in his heart.
约伯之所以在这种状态之下还可以支撑，是因为信仰。
The reason why Job can still hold on fast is because of his strong faith.
结果他老婆说戳痛他的信仰的痛啊。
Yeah, his wife pointed to right where it hurts.
你这种信仰还可以信吗？
Why do you hold on to this kind of faith?
你的神如果他那么好，他这样对付你啊。
If your God is really so good, why does he treat you like this?
放弃了吧。
Just give up.
去死吧。
Why don't you go die?
这是什么太太？
What kind of wife is this?
对不起，她就是这种太太啊。
And that's what she is, unfortunately.
所以不是外在的痛苦而已。
It's not things that happen to him on the outside.
不是一切所有不见的而已。
It's not only because he lost everything.
是他跟他生共同啊共同承受生命之恩的太太，还对他讲这种话。
Even his wife, who was supposed to suffer everything with him, and will say something like this.
所以约伯在这个时候就对他老婆说了。
And that's why Job tells his wife at this point.
说你这个你说话像愚顽的妇人。
So you speak as one of those foolish women.
难道我们从神那里从神的手里得福，不也受祸吗？
Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity?
圣经说约伯并没有在口中犯罪。
The Bible tells us that in all this, Job did not sin in his lips.
反而纠正他老婆的信仰观念。
Instead, he corrects his wife's wrong faith.
自己都已经成为这个样子的时候。
Even though he himself is in such a miserable situation.
不但自己持守信仰，还纠正太太的错误信仰。
In addition to hold on his faith himself, he also tried to correct his wife's faith.
那信仰的力量有多大？
So how powerful is this faith?
可以从约伯的信仰看到神给他的智慧。
We can see the wisdom from God through Job's faith.
因为一般人遇到这种事情已经不得了了。
And normally when we encounter something like this, we'll collapse.
一夜之间你们家有十具棺材。
All of a sudden, you have 10 dead bodies to take care of.
那是什么样一个现，什么样一个情形啊？
What kind of situation is that?
但是约伯的家就是这样啊。
And that's indeed what happened to Job.
但是他没有问号哎。
But he did not ask questions.
我们家如果一个亲人一个至亲离世的时候，我们都已经很悲伤了。
If we had one close family member who passed away, then we will be very sorrowful.
他们这样是十个人一起死掉。
And Job had 10 altogether.
他的孩子又不是很坏。
And those are actually good children.
那怎么今天会成为这个样子呢？
Why did it become like this today?
信仰给他的力量。
This is the strength from his faith.
后来他有三个好朋友。
And later, we know that Job has 3 friends.
圣经要告诉我们。
And Bible tells us,
约伯一关一关的过。
And Job was able to pass one gate after another.
每一关都难关哦。
Every time is a difficult test for him.
所以神就是要让我们读圣经的人了解。
So the Bible wants us to know this from reading the Bible.
当人在过难关的时候，
when we're going through difficult moments,
每一个人的反应是如何？
What's our reaction?
至少约伯的太太的反应是那个样子啊。
We know what the reaction of Job's wife was.
约伯的三个朋友又来了。
And then his 3 friends came along.
一个人在极度悲伤的时候，
when Job was in his deep sorrow,
你只能陪在他旁边，什么话都不用讲。
You can do it just to keep a company without saying anything.
因为讲也没有用。
Because it doesn't help if you say anything.
曾经有一个我有一个教会的妈妈啦。
Once there was a mother in the church.
因为她的儿子结婚之后。
And after her son got married.
她生了她的儿子生了一个孩子。
So they had she had a grandchild.
然后他的太太又怀孕了。
And then the daughter-in-law was pregnant again.
结果他车祸就过世了。
And then there happened to be a car accident where she passed away.
当妈妈的伤心到没有眼泪。
The sister in the church was so sad that she cry to the point that don't have tear anymore.
是眼泪流干了。
And she shed all the tears that she had.
So, 我接到消息，我赶快去看她的时候。
When I heard about this news, I hurried up and go to see him.
她是瘫坐在椅子上。
She was lying in the chair.
那我只能站在她，我就站在她前面。
I was standing in front of her.
那我也不知道要讲什么。
And without knowing what to say to her.
因为我知道现在讲什么都没有用。
Because I knew that no matter what I say, it doesn't help her out.
因为我们一般都会讲安慰的话嘛。
Because normally we'll try to say something to comfort her.
哎，这时候讲安慰的话有用吗
？But does it help her at that moment?
没有用。
No.
哦，如果你讲太多安慰的话，她说你有死孩子吗
？If you say too much, then she may wonder, how do you know I feel? Do you have Children who just passed away.
是你的孩子死掉还是我的孩子死掉
？Is it your children or my children who passed away?
当然，我确实我没有死过孩子啊。
Of course, I don't have that experience.
所以我不知道那个情境是什么嘛。
And I cannot understand her feeling, relate to that feeling myself.
所以我心知肚明啊。
So I understand that.
所以我没有讲话啊。
But I need to say something.
什么意思？陪伴。
So I don't need to say something. So I just.Stay there to keep her accompanied.
你就在她旁边陪伴她就好了，什么话都不用讲。
You just sit there and keep her company without saying anything.
过了一段时间
，After a while,
她就说话了。
Then she started to talk.
她说感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我这个孩子在离世之前
，She said that before my children passed away.
啊，做了哪些什么事情啊？
What they did.
在教会里又做了哪些事情
？And what they did in church in terms of holy work.
这是讲他的儿子的好。
She's talking about how good her son was.
哎，这个时候我才能够接话。
At that moment, I can start to connect with the conversation.
我说，你说的我可以做见证。
He said, "Whatever you do, I can testify." Yes.
你的孩子真的，哦，在离世之前表现很好。
Your son was a very good.Christian before he passed away.
这才叫安慰的话。
And this is what we call comforting words.
那约伯的三个朋友来见到、来看到约伯的时候
，So when Job's three friends came over to visit him,
看到那约伯变成那个样子的时候
，When they saw the situation that Job was in,
坐在炉灰中用瓦片刮身体
，And he was sitting in the midst of the ash to scrape himself.
跟之前他们看到的约伯是完全不一样。
And this is a totally different job than the one that they used to know before.
那个落差太大了。
It's a huge contrast.
无法想象。
It's hard to imagine.
所以三个朋友也陪伴约伯。
So the three friends just sit there and keep him accompanied.
可是之后三个朋友就开始讲话了。
And later, the three friends started to talk.
三个朋友本来是要来安慰约伯的。
They came over to try to comfort him.
来提醒约伯的。
To remind him.
因为他知道约伯是一个 敬畏神的人
Because they know that Job is somebody who fears the Lord.
所以三个朋友从陪伴到来干扰约伯
Yet the three friends came, transitioned from trying to comfort him to trying to disturb him.
三个朋友本来出于善意
They started with their good intention.
要来提醒约伯
They wanted to remind Job.
三个朋友用八次三个朋友总共八次跟约伯对话。
And they had eight rounds of conversation with Job altogether.
只有一个总结。
There's only one conclusion.
三个朋友讲的意思内容大概都一样。
The three of them they were saying about the same thing.
约伯啊
，which is Job.
你要想一想。
You need to think.
你哪里得罪神了
？Where have you done wrong to sin against God?
得罪神 要向神悔改。
You need to repent if you have sinned against God.
我们参考约伯记第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Job, chapter 4,
第六节。
Verse 6.
你的倚靠不是在你敬畏神吗？你的盼望不是在你行事纯正吗？第七节。
Verse 7.
请你追想无辜的人有谁灭亡，正直的人在何处剪除？第八。
8.
按我所见，跟罪孽中毒害的人都照样收割。第九
，nine，
神一出气，他们就死亡，就灭亡；神一发怒，他们就消没。这个就是约伯的三个朋友，每一个人都跟他对话。
So all three of his friends are having conversation with Job.
第一个朋友的第一个问题就是这里。
And this is the first question of the first friend.
我们的神是公义的。
He's saying that our God is just.
如果你行事正直。
If you are just and if you have integrity.
你今天不会发生这些事情。
And all this will not have happened to you.
这是因为你得罪神。
It must be because you have sinned against God.
所以你才会有这种下场。
And that's why you ended up like this now.
这个就是当时约伯三个朋友的观念哦。
And this is what his friends are thinking at that time.
就是刻板印象。
It's a very stereotype.
这是没有消化的信仰。
And this is the faith that's not going through too much digestion without thinking.
很刻板的就说，人一旦落到那一种地步，就是因为你得罪神啊。
And they have this fixed thinking that you run into this situation only because you have sinned against God.
还好约伯所遇到的事情没有发生在那个约伯的三个朋友身上。
Good that this situation did not happen to his friends.
啊，不然他们会发狂啊。
Otherwise, they would have gone crazy.
但是约伯就没有呢。
But Job took it differently.
所以约伯跟他的三个朋友八次的对话。
So therefore, Job had this 8 rounds of conversation with his friends.
约伯这三个朋友的八次的对话都伤到约伯的心。
And all 8 rounds of conversation have deeply hurt Job.
在这八次当中
，during this 8 rounds of conversation，
其实约伯也一直反驳啊。
Job was trying to argue back.
心里也很难受啊。
And he was feeling miserable in his heart.
我什么都没有了。
I lost everything.
我身体还长疮。
I have boils in my body.
你们还用这种话来对付我。
And now you're treating me like this.
你们好像是善意的提醒，其实是在刺激我。
Even though it appears that you're this kind reminder, but really you're just hurting me more.
约伯这个时候是无语问苍天呐。
And he has nothing to say to them, and only can talk to the Lord in heaven.
可是他还是要问啊。
And he still wanted to ask.
我们看约伯记十六章。
Let's turn to the book of Job, chapter 16.
21节。
Verse 21.
愿人得与神辩白，如同人与朋友辩白一样。这个就是受到朋友的刺激。
And this is because he was deeply disturbed by his friends.
他说如果有机会，
he had, if there is a chance,
可以跟神谈一谈，
so that I can have a conversation with God.
到底发生什么事？
What exactly happened?
因为三个朋友都一直指出他的错误来。
Because his friends keep reminding of his maybe wrongdoing.
可是都很笼统的错误。
And those are very generalized mistakes.
都想当然的想当然了的错误
came out of their own thinking.
还是那一句老话
It's the same thing.
你就是得罪神啊。
You have sinned against God.
约伯说等一下
But wait.
请你们讲一个具体的错误来。
Can you give me one example, solid example?
你说我约伯得罪神。
And when you say I have sinned against God,
讲一个具体的嘛。
Tell me one example.
不孝顺父母。
Maybe I wasn't good to my parents.
杀人抢劫。
Or did I kill anybody murdered?
你讲一个具体，我哪里错？讲一个具体的，不要讲笼统的。
One example, more solid example.
三个朋友讲不出来啊。
And the three friends cannot give him anything.
因为约伯其实就没有做过什么坏事嘛。
Because Job has not done anything wrong.
他想一想，我也没有得罪神啊。
He thought about it. I have not sinned against God.
可是三个朋友用八次的时间，用八次的。八次来讲说你绝对得罪神。
Yeah, his three friends talked to him in 8 rounds of conversation. Said you must have sinned against God.
有时候想一想说啊，如果我是约伯呢
？Sometimes I think if I were Job,
我可以承受这种压力吗
？Can we put up with this kind of pressure？
我没有办法。
I do not think I could.
前面有那几个灾难都已经没有办法承受了，还有这些。
Disaster already should have crushed me. I couldn't take this anymore.
这不是要人命
And this would have killed me.
这太辛苦了。
This is too hard.
说后来神约伯也跟神提了一些问题呀。
So later we see that Job actually asked God a few questions.
希望神给他一个答案嘛。
He was hoping that God can answer him.
我到底在哪里是不好的
？Where have I done wrong？
为什么今天会遇到走到这种地步
？And why do I have to encounter things like this？
所以从约伯记的第38章。
So starting from Job 38,
我们看一下约伯记三十八章。
Let's turn to the book of Job, chapter 38,
第一节
，verse 1.
约伯记三十八章第一节。
Job 38 verse 1。
那时神从旋风中回答约伯说，第二节，谁用无知的言语使我的旨意暗昧不明？第三节。
Three。
你要如勇士束腰，我问你，你可以指示我。第四节。我立大地根基的时候，你在哪里呢？你若有聪明，只管说吧。因为他提了很多问题要问神啊。
Now, because Job has asked so many questions to the God.
神说好，那我先问你几个问题，你先答复我，我再答复你。
And Lord said, "Okay, since you have questions, let me ask you a question before I answer you. Why don't you answer me first?"
我创造天地的时候，你在哪里
？Where were you when I lay the foundation of the earth?
你告诉我，鳄鱼是怎么产生、是怎么出现的
？Tell me how the crocodile came about.
从三十八章一直讲。神了哈，从三十八章一直问约伯到四十一章。
So God asked so many questions to Job that lasted from 38 all the way to chapter 41.
噼里啪啦问了很多问题。
There are so many questions.
没有一个问题约伯可以回答的。
And none of them Job has an answer to.
所以当然神有没有回答约伯所问的问题呀
？So did God answer Job's question?
好，关键就在这里了。
The key is here.
我们看。约伯记四十二章。
Now let's turn to the chapter, the book of Job, chapter 42.
第一节到第六节。
One to six.
约伯回答神说：“我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻。谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的事我不明白，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道。求你听我，我要说话。我问你，求你指示我。我从前。”风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你，因此我厌恶自己，在尘灰、在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。就在神问他噼里啪啦问了一连串的问题之后，约伯忽然有一个领悟。
After God asked Job so many questions, all of a sudden, Job came to this realization.
就是我们念的这一段。
And this is what we read just about just now.
约伯忽然想通了。
All of a sudden, Job came to understand.
神是无所不能。
God is almighty.
神有他的主权。
He has his own will.
神所做的不是每一个人都可以明白的。
We do not have the understanding of God, what God is doing.
但是神所做的绝对是最好的。
But we know that whatever God does is the best.
只是人不知道而已。
But we as human, we may not understand.
人不知道说神为什么要这么做。
We do not understand why God does what He does.
但是神绝对有，绝对是要让我们得到好处的。
But yet God, we know that God has a good plan for us.
所以约伯才说这些事太奇妙的。
And that's why God, the Job says that this is all so wonderful.
哦，是我不知道的。
And this is something I do not know.
所以请神指示我。
So please let me know.
所以经过这样的一个过程
，So after all this，
约伯才从风闻有神到亲眼看见神。
So Job came from hearing about God now to he can see God with his own eyes。
乍看之下有矛盾哦。
It may be contradictory if you just look at it。
约伯记第一章第一节
，Job chapter one verse one。
约伯完全正啊，为人正直。
Remember, it tells us that God said Job was a very righteous man.
敬畏神。
And he fears the Lord.
远离恶事。
He was away from the evil things.
这句话是神跟撒旦讲两次哦。
And God told this same thing to Satan twice.
约伯的好是神认证过的哦。
And we understand that Job's righteousness was actually certified by God.
表示约伯跟神的关系是很密切的。
We can understand that Job has a very close relationship with God.
结果现在约伯怎么说
？And what does Job say now?
我从前风闻有神。
He says, "I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear before."
约伯，你不是跟神的关系很密切吗
？Didn't you have good relationship with God before?
你现在怎么告诉我们说，我对神的认知只是风闻而已啊。
Now you're telling us that all you know about God is just by hearing.
我认识神只是皮毛而已。
Just a little bit, very, very surface level of knowing God.
所以才叫做风闻啊。
That's why we mean by hearing of God through the ear.
所以神就是要让约伯的信仰能够提升嘛。
And we can see the reason why, because God wants to enhance Job's faith.
当然神也知道约伯的能耐在哪到哪里。
Of course, God understands the level which that Job can tolerate.
神对约伯有相当大的百分之百的把握。
And God has 100% confidence in Job's ability.
约伯经过这么多的难关是绝对没有问题的。
And he will pass all these tests.
也因为这个让约伯在信仰上提升了。
And because just also because of this, he was able to enhance his own life, his faith.
神后来加倍赏赐他。
And it's also the reason why God, double portion blessed him later.
所以我们从约伯的这个过他所经历的过程当中
，So we can see all the experience that Job went through.
神为什么要这样？我们如果讲说比较直接说，神为什么要对付这样对付约伯
？You may wonder why did God treat Job like this?
第一个，要荣耀神的名。
First, he wanted to glorify God's name.
约伯成功了。
Job was successful.
所以在撒旦面前。让神得荣耀啊
！And God's name was glorified in front of Satan.
撒旦亲手拆毁他的家。
Satan destroyed his own household.
约伯没有受影响哎。
Job was not affected.
神的名得荣耀啊
！God's name was glorified.
再来让约伯知道。
And moreover, this is to show Job himself.
神是有主权的。
That God has his authority.
其实他本来就知道了。
He knew this before.
所以他两次都是这么说嘛。
And because he said this himself twice.
赏赐的是神，收取也是神。
God has given and he has the power to take it away.
神可以让你得福，可以让你面对灾祸。
God can give us blessing, can give us disasters as well.
所以约伯本来就清楚了。
He knew this before.
问题来了。
What the problem is?
观念归观念哦。
It's one thing to understand that.
遇到的时候归遇到了。
But it's another totally different thing when you actually encounter that.
当我们平安无事的时候，对对对，感谢神哦，啊，神是赏赐给我这么好。
We can say that we can praise the God when we're in peaceful situation.
啊，遇到困难呢
？Once the suffering comes.
刚开始的还可以接受了。
In the beginning, you may be able to withstand.
啊，这个患难如果拉长了。
If that suffering prolongs
一天一个月一年
one day,
十年
one month one year or even 10 years
哪一个人可以面对这么长的一个时间
can you take up that kind of suffering
所以我们看到约伯就是这样啊
we can see the example from Job
一开始他还可以接受
in the beginning he was able to take it up
就是透过那个三个朋友一直在刺激他的时候
In the beginning, when his friends tried to stimulate him,
他的心反而是翻转的。
Now his heart started to turn.
他是被刺激的。
He was stimulated.
所以他会想很多了。
He started to think.
所以他才会问神啊。
And that's why he came to ask God.
那神也是用很好的方式来面对约伯。
And God used a very wise way to Show Job
用思考题让他明白。
He asked him questions so he can think and come to understand.
这个就是我们的神对我们每一个人的恩典。
And this is the blessing and grace from God to every one of us.
神知道我们每一个人的能耐。
God knows what we can withstand, every one of us.
所以我们每一个人的所面对的都不一样。
So we all have different situations in our lives.
所以我们看到约伯当这个患难时间拉长的时候
，So when we see the suffering for Job when the time gets prolonged,
其实这个时候才是信仰上见真章嘛。
And this is a true test of our faith.
也是信仰上要在信仰上要突变、要成长的一个契机嘛。
And this is the turning point where our faith can grow.
因为神是灵。
Because God is a spirit.
我们对神的认知是相当的皮毛。
And what we can understand of God is very limited.
如果我们没有从神那边得到很多的体验
，If we do not receive experience from God,
我们很难了解神。
It's very difficult for us to understand God.
所以后来约伯就知道这个关键。
And later, Job.Understood this, the key point.
原来我对神的认知只有皮毛。
That he used to know God only very limited amount.
但是经过这一段的历程
，Yeah, after all that he went through,
我明白了。
Now he truly understand.
既然是出于神
，Since everything is from God,
我就默然不语。
I will just take it up.
这约伯后来学到了。
He learned later.
当他学到之后
，And after this learning,
这个苦难就结束了。
And this suffering just went away.
这只有在演戏的时候。编剧的时候才有这种戏码，不是吗
？This you see this only in a drama.
可是这个是圣经哎。
Yeah, this happened actually in the Bible.
他是告诉我们，今天约伯怎么在信仰上慢慢的成长。
It tells us how Job grew in his faith through all this.
所以当约伯明白之后
，And when he came to understand,
患难就不见了。
The suffering just went away.
接着下来，神就要处理了。
And then God will take care of the rest.
约伯的三个朋友。
Take care of Job's three friends.
请看约伯记四十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Job, chapter 42.
第七节。
Verse 7.
中文的最后一句话。因为你们议论我不如我的仆人约伯说的是，看第八节。
Verse 8.
中文的最后一句话。你们议论我不如我的仆人约伯说的是。当在谈信仰这件事情的时候
，So what God is saying here is that when you talk about faith，
约伯的谈论跟约伯的三个朋友的谈论是不一样的。
What Job was saying is different from what his friends were saying。
他不只是程度不一样而已。
It's not only a level of different understanding。
对真理的认知程度不一样，不只是不一样而已。
It's not only different when they're different level of understanding of the truth.
约伯三个朋友对真理的阐述是错的。
In addition, the friends of Job, their understanding of the truth is actually wrong.
是不完整的。
It's not complete.
所以神才跟约伯的三个朋友说。
And that's the reason why God told his three friends.
你们议论神的时候，在谈论神的时候。
When you speak about God，
也就是你们对神的认知不如约伯啦。
Your understanding is far below that of Job。
不只是不如约伯
，Not only so，
是在谈论神的时候已经得罪神了。
Because in addition, you have also sinned against God when you talk about it。
所以你们要请约伯帮你们祷告。
Therefore, you have to ask God, you ask Job to pray for you。
不然我不会放过你们。
Otherwise, I would not forgive you。
所以后来。他们三个朋友才请约伯帮他们祷告。
And later, his three friends asked Job to pray for them.
所以后来就有一个完整的结局的。
And in the end, there will be happy ending.
好，这个就是要告诉我们。
And this is a story that can tell us.
人的脚步为神所定。
Where life, our life is all controlled by God.
人岂能明白自己的道路呢
？How can we understand what we are going to do next?
最后看《使徒行传》十七章。
In the end, let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 17,
26节
verse 26.
使徒行传十七章二十六节
Acts chapter 17, verse 26.
他从一本造出万族的人，住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。二十七节要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。其实神离我们个人不远。二十八，我们的生活动作存留在乎他。就如你们做事的人，做事的有人说，我们也是他所生的。这就是信仰观念。
This is the essence of our faith.
人从神来的。
Men are from God.
那神为什么把我们分散在各地
？And why do God scatter us around the earth?
神安排的哈。
This is a God's arrangement.
你今生今世要住哪里？
Where are you going to be staying at in this world?
你神帮你排好了。
God has already arranged that.
你今生今世要活多久？
How long are you going to live?
神帮你安排好了。
God has already set it up.
神为什么要安排我们每一个人的时间跟空间呢？
God has already put together our boundary and our time.
神就是希望把我们安排在每一个人安排在神所安排的时间跟空间里面。
We're set in this time and space by God.
来看到神。
We can see God in this.
你这边为什么可以自己吃饭
？Why can you eat your dinner today？
为什么别人要灌食
Why? How come others they have to go through tubes?
今天你怎么可以出去上班？
Why can you go to work today?
有些人为什么要卧病在床？
Why while others are bedridden in the hospital?
哎，奇怪，怎么会不一样呢？
Why this difference?
啊，你说啊，那些好像那些人比较倒霉哦。
You may think, oh, the other guys are they're just unfortunate.
那你们这些比较平安的，好像比较好。
Maybe those of you who are having a normal life, maybe having a better luck.
我们每一个人不管在什么样的状况之下
，No matter what kind of situation we're in,
如果不是归向神
，If we do not turn towards God,
不是走在这种信仰的道路上
，If we do not walk on this path of faith,
到最后都是虚空嘛。
In the end, everything is vanity.
人的生命之所以会丰盛
，The reason why our life is abundant.
因为神在其中
，because God is in there。
因为我们在神的道路上面
，because we're walking in the path of God。
这是听从真理啊
，is we obey the truth。
会无往不利
，and then we everything we do will be smooth。
不但今生会平安
，not only this life will gain peace。
来世会得永生
，and we'll even receive the eternal life。
两边都不落空
，and we have。Blessing and peace in both worlds，
就是今生跟来世。
And this life and also what's next，
完全得到。
We will receive them all。
这就是今天信耶稣的好处。
And this is the blessing that we receive from believing the Lord Jesus。
所以我们期待我们所有的好朋友。
So therefore, we hope that all the friends we have，
我们的弟兄姐妹
，and our brothers and sisters，
在真理上要很清楚。
We need to understand this in the truth。
从真理上来认识我们的神
，so we can come to know our God through the truth。
从你的生活动作存留来认识神
，come to know God through your life。
我们每一个人已经就定位了
，we our life has already been predestined。
好，我们本来住哪里
？Where do we used to live？
哎，今天住美国了。
Now we're here in the U.S.
神安排的。
This is all God's arrangement。
所以神安排在这个时空里面
，so we are set in this time and space，
就是要看到神
，so that we can come to see God。
不是我们可以做什么
，not because we can do anything，
是神让我们可以做什么
，it is because God has allowed us to do things。
那我们今天有没有在生活上看到神给我们的安排一切呢
？Have we seen God's handling？Or God's arrangement in our lives.
当然有人不认同嘛，哈。
Of course, some people may disagree.
但是透过圣经神的话
，the Bible, which is the words of God,
我们应该很清楚。
We can see clearly.
今天神将生命、气息、万物赏赐给我们。
That God has given us everything we have, including our body, our breath.
神已经将生命给我们了。
God has given us our life.
你没有生命，你可以干嘛？
What can you do without your life?
你没有健康，你可以干嘛
？If you do not have healthy body, what can you do?
你没有日常饮食，你可以干嘛
？What can you do without a normal, normal living in your life?
生命、健康、饮食是神给的。
Our life, our health, our diet is all given us to us by God.
神给的都不用钱。
This is all free.
人给的都要钱。
If we receive anything from other men, we need to pay for them.
我们呼吸空气要钱吗
？Do you need to pay for the air that you're breathing?
你到医院哦，那个氧气要钱。
But if you go to a hospital, you need oxygen. They will charge you.
哎，奇怪，神对我们那么好。
Yet God is so nice to us.
我们竟然不认识他。
Yet we do not know him.
所以神就告诉我们。
That's why God tells us.
你的日常生活当中
，In your daily life,
你有看到神吗
？Have you seen God?
不然你凭什么可以吃可以喝
？Otherwise, how can you live? Can you eat and drink?
凭什么你坐在这里
？Why are you able to sit here?
有些人没有办法坐在这里。
What if you cannot?
因为神给你生命嘛。
That's because God has given you life.
我们把神所给的看成普通。
We treat what God has given us as ordinary.
不是本来就这样吗
？We take it for granted.
什么叫做本来就这样
？What does that mean?
是神特别精心。制作的嘞。
It is because God has a special care for us.
所以我们的神是无所不能。
God is almighty.
所以说，从神所给我们的一切
，from everything that God has given us，
就看到神的能力，跟神的智慧。
His wisdom.
愿我们好朋友继续来查考 这一份得救的真理。
We hope our friends can continue to study this truth with us.
我们来